Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to speak today. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on the traditional custodians on whose land we meet today, the Noongar peoples. I pay my respects to elders past, present, emerging, and also acknowledge the ongoing processes of colonisation that continue to create health disparities among First Nations peoples here and worldwide. Thank you also to participants of this my project and to my two PhD supervisors, Ricky Lane and Debbie Long, for their ongoing support. And today I'm presenting just a small part of my larger PhD project that explores how PrEP is experienced by gay men and men who have sex with men in Melbourne. So I'm sure PrEP needs no introduction, but for anyone who's unaware, it's the use of antiretroviral therapies by HIV-negative persons to prevent HIV. So highly effective, PrEP offers the potential to experience sex without condoms while at the same time significantly reducing HIV risk. So current research into the experience of PrEP among MSM shows that it's associated with a greater sense of agency, as well as increased pleasure and intimacy. And in this rapid 5-minute paper, I'll engage with notions of intimacy and pleasure and explore briefly how these were described by some of my participants. So just a quick note on methods. Multi-sided ethnographic fieldwork was conducted in Melbourne between November 2017 and 2018. Observations were also made of two Australian-based PrEP advocacy groups, and 14 semi-structured interviews were conducted with PrEP users who were MSM, 13 gay-identifying, one pansexual, 5 interviews with people living with HIV and 1 PrEP HIV researcher not using PrEP, and it's the 14 interviews with PrEP users that I focus on today. So, as it's probably not surprising, PrEP users commonly described a sense of increased physical sensation from not using condoms. More significantly, however, the removal of condoms was also associated with an increased sense of intimacy between partners. And this was often described in terms of being able to maintain a sense of connection with one's partner, where you didn't need to stop momentarily, fumble around, find a condom, put it on. James, however, described it as removing a psychological barrier. And he told me, "I describe it to people as like wearing a condom is like sex without kissing," and there's a Pretty Woman reference there too. "It's a little bit impersonal. It just has an aspect that isn't the full part of sex if you're wearing a condom. I just feel closer to somebody." There was a smaller subset of participants who described an intense pleasure in also receiving the semen of their partners. And this was described on one level as a form of hedonistic pleasure, as a desire to, as one participant put it, to seek out loads. Others, such as Ethan, however, spoke of it in much more spiritual terms, and he described it as like receiving his partner's primal sexual instinct and sacred intangible energy. And I found the sense of connection that was described by people who talked about this to have some really interesting resonances with qualitative research on the phenomenon of so-called bug chasing, where actively wanting to contract HIV was associated with the creation of an almost kinship bond between partners through the virus. And I think it's also important to note that anthropologists like Gilbert Hurt have shown that across cultures as well, the exchange of semen can and does have deep symbolic and cultural significance. So just to quickly conclude, PrEP users commonly describe sex as physically more gratifying from not using condoms. For some, however, the foregoing of condoms was also associated with greater sense of intimacy. And what was particularly significant and an area that I think is worthy of further research was the importance that a small number of participants attributed to semen exchange. And I don't mean to suggest here that we all go out and start promoting that everyone stops using condoms. But what I do want to suggest is that there's a greater need to attend to some of the meanings that that people associate with various expressions of sexuality, and particularly the exchange of fluids. And in doing so, I think there's a potential to reframe sexual health in terms that's broader than just HIV and STI prevention, so that we might better serve the needs of communities. Thank you.